Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Vayishlach. And we see Hanukkah just around the corner, Be'ezus Hashem, as we march forward through Sefer Bereishis. In the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, in the very first piece on Parshas Vayishlach and Darash Maisha, Ramesha has a beautiful Yesod, which is a Yesod not just of the Parsha, but really for Kola Terakula, especially for different types of Haggadah to Gemara. To preface Rav Moshe's Yisai, there's a rule that every time a miracle takes place, it takes away from the chusam of an individual. Now, the Gemara says that somebody who, Rahman al-Islam, lost his wife and grew breasts to be able to nurse his child, Gemara says about him, woe to such a person that he had to come on to a miracle. Because his menaka zechuyaisav, it uses up the chusam of the person. Now this is the hakdama, and it's a rather familiar idea. However, it seems to be contradicted in many, many places. The place that Ramesha is telling is on the Yishlach Yaakov Malachim. Rashi says Malachim Mamish. Then he got angels Mamish. Now the question is, why use miracles? There are reasons that I give him, but they're not powerful reasons for Yaakov Avinu to use chusam. To use miracles. As a matter of fact, when learning Gemara, there are certain difficulties that we have. One that always stuck out to me, Ramesha doesn't mention it, but it's a Gemara in the first Perek in Cholin. The Gemara in the first Perek in Cholin says, I believe about Rav Pinchas ben Yair, that he had to cross a river, and he caused it to split and cross the river that way. As I state in the Gemara. The question is, Kriyas Yamsuf is such an extraordinary miracle. We make such a big deal about it. We talk about it at Lent at the Pesach Seder. And here, Pinchas ben Yair, he shouldn't have to go around. He says he told his Talmidim to use the bridge down the road. And he crossed. What's going on? Why use miracles if it's Menachas the Chuyais of Shalad? So Ramesha writes a fascinating Yisai. This is the Lashon that he writes. He says, Hashalem b'yayser, Ein lo yispailos mineis yaiser miteva. In a certain level of a great person who reaches the point where he sees God's miracles in everything that happens. We call it teva, we call it nature, that water comes down from heaven, we call it rain. If we wouldn't be used to it, we say it's a miracle. We need water, and bang, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends it down in droplets. But we call it teva. The Ramban calls teva a neis that's repetitive. To Hasholim B'Yaiser, to someone like a Pinchas Ben Yair, Ein Lo Yispailos Mineis Yaiser Miteva. He has no greater Yispailos in seeing Yad Hashem in a miracle more than the Teva. Ki Eitzel Hasholim Gam HaTeva Hu Maisa HaBayre. Yesh Me'ayin. Dava Neis Tfei. So Moshe writes this concept, this Yisayid, that there is a level of a great person by whom the miracles, they're not Menachem Yizuchu Yaisav, they don't take away from Yizuchusin. Because once a person enters that level, that darga, it's a whole different life. It's a whole different chayim. He brings that Rav Chanina ben Daisa said, and this is Gemara in Tainis, that Misha Omer L'Shem V'Yadlik, Yoyma L'Chaim It's V'Yadlik. Again, a miracle. On his level, the miracle was not Menachem Ezechu Yaisa. Says Rav Moshe, the language he used is exactly the Yisai that was saying. Why does oil burn? Vinegar doesn't burn, oil burns. Isn't that a miracle that you put a wick into oil and it burns? It's also a miracle, just as much a miracle, except that we used to it, it's teva. Somebody who sees the Yad Hashem throughout, so then there's no tremendous difference between one and the other. What this Ramesha explains, Chizkiyo HaMelech, we know that when the army of Sancheriv, when the army, the Chel Aram, was destroyed overnight while they were besieging Chizkiyah in Yerushalayim, Chizkiyah in the morning did not say Shir. Chazal say, Ilu Amashira, he would have been worthy of being the Melech HaMashiach. Why didn't he say Shir? And the answer is, because to Chizkiyah, it was all the same, with a miracle, without a miracle, suddenly, without suddenly. If that's Rasan Hashem that I'll be saved, I'll be saved. Lamaha David Daim is somebody who goes out and he crosses the street and doesn't get hit by a car. That's a miracle. That's well, yes, to somebody on the right Madrega, he sees Yad Hashem in everything he does. So what's the difference? It was an incident that took place that looks to be miraculous or an incident that looks to be natural. No difference between them. And this is the concept that Ramesh shares here, a thought for the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. As always, I'd like to add a nekuda for the Balei Kriya among us. And I'm sure I mentioned it in previous years, but since, if you're like me, you forget things, I'd like to mention it again. In the Shishi Aliyah, in Pasuk Yud Ches, V'yihi B'tzeis Nafsho, when Rachel dies, it says, B'tzeis Nafsho Ki Mesa. Soul left her because, doesn't mean because she died, or because she was dying. Well, the difference. Mesa Mila'el, or Mesa, with the accent on Mila'el. Mesa means she died. Mesa means she was dying in the present tense. Well, we don't know what it is. You should look in the Targum. In all of our Targum Onkelis, there are two Nuskais. It says, Are Misas, Are and Nusach Achrina, Are Maisa. She was dying or she had died. So it turns out that from the Girsa we have in the Targum, there are two ways to pronounce the pasuk. The meaning here in Yeshiva Taradas, Rapam had the Bakari laying it twice, Kimesa and Kimesa, so that Yeshubiyaitza is something akin to what we all do on Shabbos Parsha Zachar, where we lay in Zecher and Zecher. And Rapam had them laying it here two times as well, and in that way, to be Yaitza, the suffix of which is the correct Kriya. So the complaint that we don't find this in previous generations, the answer would be, yeah, in previous generations, they knew which one was correct. They understood. But in our generation, we are not sure which one is correct. We're weaker, and therefore, we try to be Yaitza. Once I'm on the topic, in the previous Aliyah, Pasuk Chav Tes, that is in Perek, I do want to tell you. It says, this is talking when Shimon and Levi plundered the possessions of Shechem. So it says that, now, Shavu means they returned it. Lahashiv is to return. That's not what it means. Shavu. It's Lashon Shavuya of capturing. So if you have a Balkairu who says, as Kochayim is called Tamaz Hashem Shavu, Vayavaizu, he's saying the wrong thing. They gave it back, they didn't give it back. On the contrary, it's Shavu. Now, if the Balkairu has no clue what you're saying, and you correct him Shavu, he won't know what you're talking about. So make sure to approach the Balkairu before him and point out to him that the accent here is not Shavu from the Sherish Shuv, but Shavu from the Sherish Shava, which is the Aliyah of Chamishi, which has a totally different meaning. I'd like to end by sharing with you a Mikhtav Hadracha, a letter of Yisrael Salanter, which I saw printed in the Sefer Sichos in Rav Shlomo Hafman, the original Sefer put out of his discussion. And there he has a beautiful Mikhtav Hadracha from Rabbi Saul Salanter. He has the ksav of Rabbi Saul Salanter, the mikhtav that he wrote in Tof Reish Chav Tes. And the point I'd like to share with you is a very important point in dealing with people who struggle with thoughts that are very from thoughts. They're thinking about thoughts that they should not be having. They have a room run. And they work on it. They concentrate. You have to know that that's not the way to work on it. The way to work on it is to make light of it, to be Mesiach Das from it. Now, Frumi will tell me, what are you talking about? You have your Zaris Zaris, you have to fight it all day. You know something? If somebody walks in the street and he sees something improper, there are plenty of improperly dressed people. We're blessed with cold weather now. They have to get dressed, Baruch Hashem. But when someone sees something improper, if he fights it, I guarantee you he'll remember it all day. It'll pop up in his mind. If he makes light of it, he says, oh, Nebuch, New York, tries not to look at it, but if he sees it, he makes light of it. then he will forget it. In the Mikhtav here, it says the following words, important words. If somebody tries very hard to push away bad thoughts, it's just the opposite effect. It has the opposite effect. And then he adds the same thing in Shemini Esrei. He says, hard work to push away strange, distant thoughts, foreign thoughts. We lead him lepamim siba lemashavei zareis. He says that's not the way that the human mind works. Mesivas tivas nefesh adam lesnagdus. The teva adam is to fight, and when you fight and you push, you get pushed back. Every action has an equal reaction that pushes back. I once saw a beautiful parable about this. It was a parable about two Hindu scholars, Zen scholars on the Indian mountains, who were walking through the desert, through the forest, rather. They were walking through the forest, and there was a woman who had to cross a stream, and she didn't want to get her feet wet. So one of these scholars picked her up and carried her across the stream and put her down. And then two of them continued walking. One thinks for a while, and then he says to his friend, "We're not supposed to touch women." The other one thinks for a while, and he responds, "I see. When I cross the river or the stream, I put her down. You're still carrying her." Those words, "you're still carrying her," very, very important for people who live in such a fadarban a generation as we do. Yeah, person has to take Rabbi Sosland's advice. Of course, a person has to be careful in what he does. But the overworking on Shmiras Einayim, the publication of books, Rapam was very against books that deal with Shmiras Einayim. I'll tell you, I once, on a Thursday night, no less, Rapam asked me, "What's this week's Navi Shir about?" He often asked me. I told him, "I'm up to David and Bathsheba." It says, "David lechata ele be'inav." David didn't sin, except when he looked where he shouldn't have looked. I wanted to talk about that Aveira. Rapam said, "No." He said, "Rebbe, it's Thursday night. I have my shir prepared." He said, "You can't speak to a rabbim about it. People are not the same. For some people, worrying more about it makes it worse." And therefore, a person has to know. A person has to have his avoid and his guidance from people who know what they're talking about. People who know human nature. You get your guidance, there's a Hashem. I find for the most part that those bachrim who make light of it doesn't mean they look where they shouldn't. But it means when things pop up, they pop up. It's inevitable. They forget what they see, as opposed to the very firm who try to keep their eyes to the ground. When they see something, they can't shake it from their brains afterwards. So, different advice for everyone. This is the advice from Michel Salanter to one particular individual. And with that, I want to wish everyone an absolutely wonderful, fantastic Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayishlach.